the sermon this morning, or the talk this morning, is the essentials of faith. I do believe that there are some very crucial essentials of faith that you and I are to live by. And I just want to lay down a couple of things before we go into the meat of what I want to share this morning. And one of the areas of faith is to realize that, number one, God is a good God and that He wants to bless His children. According to Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And those who come to Him must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now, that's a very foundational scripture when it comes to believing God for anything, that it's impossible to please Him without faith. Therefore, if we are coming to God with a request, there must be an element of faith involved. It's essential to know that we can't please God without faith, so everything we do, faith must be involved. We have to realize that there are demonic principalities and powers that try to influence us and try to shape the world in a certain way, to try to shape you in a certain way, to try to shape your family in a certain way. There are forces arrayed against you to pull you away from God. You see, the scripture says that we are to be conformed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, but the devil is doing everything he can to get you to conform to his image, to look like him, to act like him. Everything we do, how we act on our beliefs that Jesus already won the victory, it is our position to enforce the victory that Jesus won. If we're moving to enforce things from the position of knowing that Jesus has already won the victory, that gives us great confidence and faith that we can accomplish those things that God has called us to do. Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of them and the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you power, he said. I have trampled on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Jesus himself declared that for us. And then he said, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." This is an essential as well, an essential of faith, to rejoice that your name is written in heaven, that you've been hauled out of the kingdom of darkness, that you've been brought into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You see, God gave you and I the choice to believe something, and He gave us the choice of what to believe. Whatever things that we choose to believe is going to be manifested in our lives. There's something about faith in a particular area that energizes the things that we have faith for to come to pass. Jesus said, "According to your faith, let it be to you." What you have believed will be done for you. So what we believe is a choice, and we so have to make the right choices or we'll miss it completely. What you choose to believe will determine your destiny. What you choose to believe will determine whether you will live in the life cycle or the death cycle. You know, if we choose not to believe God's word, then that's operating in the death cycle. But I want to get over there in the life cycle. I want to get over there and looking at what God has to say about me and my future and my family and so forth. I want to speak life into my family. I want to speak life into my own life. I want to sense the life of God coming into me whenever I get alone and there's only me and God around. I love for Him to pour in life through His Word, whether through worship or reading His Word, studying His Word, allowing it to come into me, allowing it to be able to produce fruit in me. God said, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you and your children might live." So I ask you today, where are you at? You live in the life cycle or the death cycle? It's up to you. If the kingdom of God is going to reign in your life, there will always be that sense of the life of God being imparted to you and the things that you do and the things that you're involved in. And if you're walking in the life cycle, you know that the kingdom of God dwells on the inside of you. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. So every place you go, you can hold your head up high and say, the kingdom of God is coming into this place. No matter whether it's a dark place, no matter what kind of a situation that you walked into, if you just take for a minute and recognize that the kingdom of God rests on the inside of you, you're bringing that kingdom influence into wherever you go and whatever you do. If you live in the life cycle, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for it.